You can almost always tell what kind of mom someone is just by whether they drive a white SUV or a black SUV. Okay, so Katie has a white SUV.
I do.
For years, Jason's wife, Carol, up until recently, had a black SUV. And this as an example.
All right.
You know, see what you think about it.
Okay.
All right. It's a new viral trend talking about what type of mom you are. According to moms on TikTok, a white SUV mom is seen as put together.
Okay. Oh.
Picture perfect type. Always okay. Polished. Organized. You're organized.
Ah.
You don't feel like you are?
She's organized like if she lived 100 years ago.
Yeah. I mean,
you're pilgrim organized.
Yeah. I'm organized in the sense of I have all the things I need to be organized.
Yeah.
And I do keep a calendar, but.
You feel like at home, you're not.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I'm just not consistent.
Got you. Okay. Again, white SUV moms mm-hmm. also doing crafts.
Oh, yeah.
You do crafts.
I do. Yep.
Cooking meals.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, hold on.
And living that Target run Starbucks lifestyle.
Yeah.
Or country club, either way.
Are they more likely to be a Karen? Is that on the list?
It is. As you said, should be call their congressperson on a regular basis.
You know what's funny? And I'm not trying to lash out at Jared, but for years, he's been the Karen on the show. I write one letter to Congress, and all of a sudden, I'm the one.
You said you've called three times.
But that you knew of until I admitted it.
Because you hide things more than I do.
I do. I called Congress and then he wrote me a letter back.
Yes. I like the fact that.
One time I tell you about it.
I do think out of all men, Jared is more of a Karen than I've seen with men. But
I'm nice about it though. Yeah. I will complain, but I'll say, hey, well, the other day I had somebody come clean my carpets. And they were done. It was like he wasn't even there.
Oh.
And he was like,
oh my gosh.
I'm not going to, but he was very nice. He's like, you know what? I did the best I could. Our system's not good for your carpets. I didn't realize until I got there. And he refunded the money immediately.
Oh, okay. Well, then you can't be mad about that.
I don't
want
to say, because I don't want to mess him up.
He gave you the money back?
He did.
Okay.
Immediately. Then, but at first, I'm like, it looks like you vacuumed and the spots are, because I have a dog. And I told him that, you know, the dog is ruining my house.
Yeah.
And,
isn't it regular? Oh, so it wasn't regular steam clean?
No, I'll just say that.
See.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah.
That was.
But apparently, they do a good job with other things. It's just like specifically the pet thing, just not a good job.
I respect that.
He did. He immediately.
Gave it back.
Before I said anything, he said, you know what? Mm-hmm. I thought about it. It's like, he said, I'm sending your money back right now.
Did he know you were on the radio?
I don't know. We didn't talk
about
it.
Because if he did, he was like, I'll give you your money back so you don't slam me on the radio.
I hope that's not the case. It seemed, you know, that.
He actually left a note, said I did the best I could and all that stuff because I wasn't there when it was being done. And then I got there. I'm like, this is not. One area looked like the landing that wasn't that messed up. That's boring stuff, but it was like, that looked great.
Yeah.
But my room and Eli's room looked like nothing changed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, and it's not like nothing. It's not cheap.
No, it's not a cheap thing. The fact that's why I respected that he gave the money
he gave back.
He could
right
have
away.
Easily been like, I can't do anything for you.
Yeah, like, hey, sorry. Like, hey, you're blame me for it or something.
Right.
He was just like, no, you're right. I didn't even ask for the money back. He said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a full refund right now. I'm like, okay.
Does your house smell?
It does not.
Or are you desensitized to this?
Yeah, it does not because I'm very sensitive to smell. Like, I could leave my house to go to the mailbox come in if something
smells bad.
Something's different. I'm like, what's going on here?
Can we give your house the smell test and send Jason over?
Oh, yeah. That's fine.
You could just walk in and see. Although Jason might say it does, even if it doesn't.
Yeah,
no,
you gotta take
some
of this more.
I would not.
Trustworthy.
Yeah. I would not.
So we'll send Matt, but we can't judge it by his face.
No.
He'll be like,
words only.
Yeah. I have a major, significant ear purifier with charcoal filters and other filters on it because I can't stand any smell.
I'm very sensitive. Very. Especially after COVID.
Yeah.
And if you have a pet and you have cloth type cushions or a couch, oof. It holds in the smell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I hate, with the dog.
Well, you said it goes to the bathroom a lot in the house, so I'm surprised it doesn't smell.
It doesn't. I am too. I mean, she's a small dog, but if she was a cat, it would be like, it's something about that cat urine. This is a horrible smell. Hmm. And it's not like we just leave it. We try to clean it up right away, but then over time, you're just like, it just looks bad. All right. So that is the white SUV mom, again, seen as put together. Perfect picture, perfect type, always polished, organized, doing crafts, cooking meals, living that Target run Starbucks lifestyle.
To be fair, just because I feel like I want to fight it, we tend to buy a lot of white cars. I don't know why. My husband's always like, well, the resale value. I'm like, okay, thanks, Dad. whatever. Yeah. I don't know that white would have been the color I would have picked, but I am where I am.
Right, no. One of my exes, their family only bought white cars.
I never heard that until he was like, yeah, it's a thing. And then I started noticing all the white cars out there.
All white, like, all okay. Fords.
Oh, yeah, I like my favorites are white and black. I like black better, but it's so hard to take care of. I mean, every little thing shows up on black.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
White is, you know, I like that color, too. That's the two colors I like.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know what color my car is now. It's like a light grayish blue, yeah, gray. Uh-huh. I don't know.
It's different in different lights.
I like it, though. And then the black SUV mom, this is Jason's wife, Carol, right, for many years, is labeled as the opposite. More of a go-with-the-flow, hot mess type. Who's just trying to survive the day. Maybe grabbing fast food, skipping the extras, and not worrying about perfection. So the white SUV mom is, you know, more button-up, apparently. And then the black SUV mom is more... I think all moms feel like they're just trying to survive the day.
Yes, just trying to get to bedtime.
How they go about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've seen some funny videos on or reels on social media about the white SUV mom and the black SUV mom, but I don't feel like I fit into the category. It's okay.
You know, and I can only go by people I know. The white SUV, when I dated Stephanie, she had a white SUV. She had a white Jeep. Definitely all the things.
Nope.
Kelly, white SUV, she's organized and all that stuff. And then Anna, a darker car. She's more of the survive the day, grab the food, boom,
sure,
boom.